Sidurim continued. Chavtal Teves Heitov Shalom Ches, January 3, 1978, on Tuesday.
The net result is that there was an effective Kabbalah of one day on. Because the other 29 days that coincide within the 29, the last 29 days of the first period, so are irrelevant. They have no significance because he's in Nazir on those days anyway, on the score of the first Kabbalah. So in final analysis, he was Mikabel, as a result of the second Kabbalah, he was Mikabel just one additional day, the 31st day. That's all, the 31st day. Now, the 31st day does not coincide with the preceding 30 days. So in Mele, the counterpart, so what is the counterpart of Harim Nozer Ayim, Harim Nozer Mocho in Shmuye, Shmuye Shalech Otenim, and then Shmuye Shalech Anonim, because he considers it from the point of view of the finale, what effect he was mikabel over and above the yomim of the first Nizires. So true, he was mikabel as far as his allegation is concerned. So he was mikabel 30 days, starting from the second day and ending the 31st day, but the 29 days or so are not chal, because he's in Nozer anyway. So in final analysis, just one day of the 30 days that he was mikabel is an effective kabbalah. Is an effective kabbalah. So Memele, the counterpart in Shmuye would be Shmuye Shalich Otenim, because of Lama Shmuye Shalich Anon. So in final analysis, he was just mikabel yom shlishi mechol, not 30 days, starting from the second day, but just the 31st day was mikabel. So, but so it's like having the nozir of yom mechol. So the mele has to count 30 days on the second kabbalah as well. So, So then, in determining the counterpart in Shvue, you shouldn't consider it from the point of view of the net result that is relevant, but from the point of view of his allegation. How did he express it? True, the first 29 days of the second period, the second Nizires, has no significance. It's irrelevant. But he was mikabel not just one additional day. He was mikabel 30 days from the second day of the first period. So in Mele, there is 29 days of the 29 days is the common element in both periods of this year. So the counterpart is the Ivano. So when he says "v'havlei kilo omar," "harei nozir ayim," so it means "harei nozir choftes yeim" of the first period, "umocho," and the day over and above the first, the choftes yeim that coincide with the first period. "V'havlei kilo omar harei nozir ayim umocho," שהרב קאן חופטס יהי מנדר השני, מילואים בזמנה ללהרישי, ואף על פי שהיא זו חופטס יהי מנחום כבר מהחסמית השני, because he is already in us here. מקום מוקים, בהי מישלי, but from the point of view of his allegation, יחי עמיד רלוינגן, שיהי שלישים ואחות, סייף של יהים של מזיר השניות, שעל כך הוא נודע, נמצא, שעל חופטס יום מזיר השנינו, חול מזיר השניות, לעניין, שתהי יהים שלישים ואחות, לנזיר עושה. אלו, לפי שמזיר הספחוס על משלישים יהים, צורך למנס אוי, לתשפו משלישים, בשביל לנשאים, ודחבוס יגב בשבועס, כי רוב השבוע של איך הותנים, וחוז אבו משהו איך הותנים והנובים, לחי לשבועי בשרה יישא, אל תנים כבר, תלס לרבונה שתוכל שבועי על שבועי, אפילו בכלא, ועדיין נדאי כזה. So this first shot assumed that when the Gemara mentions שבוע של איך הותנים, וחוז אבו משהו של איך הותנים והנובים, it means שבוע של איך הותנים, וחוז אבו משהו של איך הותנים והנובים, either one. So that means, and according to Ravune, so he holds that it's not Chalgela. So in other words, so if it's not Chalgela, what does it mean? If it means either one. So not only it's not Chal vis-a-vis the Tanya. Now, if we say, according to Rabbi, that it is Chal, according to Rabbi that Chal, so that means it's Chal, not only vis-a-vis the Anobim, it's Chal vis-a-vis the Tainim as well. But according to Ravune that it's not Chal, so not only it's not Chal vis-a-vis the Anobim, not only it's not Chal vis-a-vis the Tainim, it's not even Chal vis-a-vis the Anobim. Now, one day, true that Ravune rejects this din of Caleb. So in other words, according to Ravune, if one says Shvuah Shalei Choteini, and then he takes another Shvuah Shalei Choteini Vanovi, meaning either one, Teini Moranovi, so it's not Chalbikil. According to Rabbi, it's Chalbikil. According to Ravune, it's not Chalbikil. So you could say, according to Ravune, it's not Chalbikil, it means it's not Chalbikil vis-a-vis the Teini. In other words, if he'll eat Teini, he will not be Chalib twice. He'll be Chalib only once, not twice. But vis-a-vis the Anovim, it would be hard. After all, the meaning, the Kavone was, Shvua Shalei Choteini Vanovim, either one. So true, he rejects this deal of Migid the whole Shvua Anovim, Chai Lenam Alteinim. So it's not Chal Ligabiteinim, but Ligabi Anovim it is Chal. No, so we see that according to this first shot, Rabune means that it's not in Chal, that since it's one Shvua that he took and Teinim Vanovim, true, the Kavone of the Shvuah was that Shvuah Shalaitchel, one of them, but since it's one Shvuah, it's not two separate Shvuahs. It's Shvuah Shalaitchel Tainim and then another Shvuah Shalaitchel Anovim. It's one Shvuah and Tainim Ve'anovim. So either the whole Shvuah is Chal or the whole Shvuah is not Chal. So the Mele, since Rabune doesn't agree with this din of Kelel, So he doesn't agree with this concept. Mikid the Chol Shvuah Anovim Chayu Namar Tenim. So in Mele, it's not Chal altogether. So even vis-a-vis Anovim, it's not Chal. So even vis-a-vis Anovim, it's not Chal. So then he says, "Od lesser Rabbanu Shetochu Shvuah Al Shvuah." Afilu Bechel. Va'adayim Lindaiten Eichem Zeh. The Mikom Okim Kehirchad B'Shvuah Shniyot. אין חול אותן מפני שתרומיש בעליהם כך נזיר השניו אין חול ב-29 יהיו רשיינים מפני שתרום לא זרוהם. Now, according to Ravune, now if we say that pshat, so according to Ravune, why don't we, so why does it mean, so why is it how? So why is it how? Because, So if Shvuah Shalei Choteini Vanovim means either one, and this is the and Ravune holds that in connection with Shvuah, so the second Shvuah is not Chal even in respect to Anovim. not only in respect to Tainim Mitznatcha. So the question is, over here, why does the Mishnah say, according to Rabbeinu, that if he says, Havin Nozer Adeim, Havin Nozer Mocho, Havin Nozer Mocho, so in Mele, it is Chal. Why should it be Chal? Since in connection with Shvuah. So he holds that it is not Chal, even in respect to Anovi, and so, why? And this is the counterpart of Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim, and then Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim Anovi, either one of them. So that means that when he says, Havin Nozer Ayin, and then he says, Havin Nozer Mocho, so actually, he said, Havin Nozer, the first 29 days, starting the second day, and Havin Nozer, also the 31st day. So Mele, so the question is, since in respect to Shvuah, so he holds that if he says Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim, and then Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim Ve'anovi, so not both together. So Mele, it's not Chal even in respect to Anovi. So here too, in respect to the 31st day, it should be Chal. So why is the Mesiras Chol HaMesiras? So, it's Kihedre, the Bishkur is Shnio in Chol Altenim, Mipne Shekwa Nishba Alehem, Kach Nizira Shnio in Chol Beschim, Kishenim Rishenim, Mipne Shekwa Noza Bahem, Lepicho Hanei Meir, Dichi Amvinon Mechoz Abom HaShkur Shalei Chotenim Vanovi, Hoche Koma, Shalei Chleison Kachas, not that he shouldn't eat Tenim Vanovi, neither one, but both together. Ubchai Gavne Name Mispare Shai Mishne, so it's in line with Teis Meshik, not in line with Rashi Shikei, Shvues Daf Chofres, but in line with Teis Meshik. So he says, Dichi Amin Chozo Meshvues Shnei Chotei Nivan Lo Vim Hore Kona, Shlo Yechlo Yisom Kachas, Ubechai Gav Nenam Mispare Shai Mishne Bisek Perik Shvues Shtayim Basre, Vyomar Rabbe, Dimige Dichai Meshvues Lo Vim Chal Nama Ateni, Vidaf Kimin Minei, Shimoch Tei Nivan Lo Vim Belem Shvues Vishenu, Vihis Vibboi Mishim Shni Oleg, ואמרינון דרבונה לא הסביר לי דרבי, דבחי גם לסביר לי רבונה, לחי לשבוי שני הכלל, וכי בדעתנו לחי לה, אין לו מוקים כלל, שהוא על שניהם יחד נשבע, ולא היה לנו במלבד, ובנדור עם נאמה, אילו הוא יודינון כשבועס, הוא יולמה, וכי בדעכותי סיין, לא יחלה מזירס, שניו, בין שלי שינמו לחי לה, שאני שומע לי נוזיר למוח עוד שלי שיהיה כאחות נסחרי, ולא יהיה עם שלישי בפני עצמי, והבלי חופטס יהיה עם קטנים, ויהיה עם שלישי כענובי. So, but here, since by Nizires there is a loche, that when one says, הרי נוזיר ביהי מחות, so is how in the second Nizires, so here too, so when he said Vave Havlei, when he said Harini Nozer Ayim and Harini Nozer Limocho, so Mele, it is just as if he said Harini Nozer Ayim Vilimecho. So Mele has to count two reasons. Elo Pshite, the Omar Harini Nozer Ayim, Harini Nozer Ayim, Viti Yufte Rabu, Kelim. Now this is. Yes, what is
it? So, according to the Ramah's Pshat, according to the Ramah's only question again of Mishnah Washim, so there's no parity of the Shvuah, wouldn't be the same power in the Morah Mishnah?
No, it's not just in the Mishnah Washim. It is the same thing, in other words, it's the same thing because according to the Pshat, the Tenim Banobi means both together. So here, when he said, Harini Nozer Ayei, Harini Nozer Mocho, so he said, Harini Nozer Ayei, from the first day, 30 days, and then, Harini Nozer Mocho, 29 days, plus another 30, the 31st day. By Shvuah, Rabbeinu holds that it isn't that not half. If he says Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim, and then Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim, but by Nezires, since there is a loche of harini nozia, harini nozia v'yei mechot, so it's chal, so here it's also chal. What Mishnah?
It's saying that yom bachor is like saying harini nozia v'yei mechot.
All right, in Shvui it's also in the same thing in the Mishpat Losh. So in Shvui it's also the same thing in the Mishpat Losh. So he said, in other words, he said, when he said Harini Nozi Lemocho, he meant Harini Nozi, the first 29 days of the first period of Nizires, plus the 31st day. So the Mele, he's saying, it's like Harini Nozir, Harini Nozir
B'Yirecho. But then how by Shavuot is it also in Mishpat
Losh?
But then
by Shavuot also means the same thing. In Mishpat Losh it means the same thing. But by Shavuot he means Teilim and Anovim together, and here he also means 29 days of the common period of the first Nisires, plus an extra day. So it means the same thing. But by Nisires, without Exeras HaKosov, it is Chal. Because by Nisires, if one says, Harini Nozi, Harini Nozi, Yavili Mechot, so it is Chal.
But doesn't also explain the case of Shavuot, because Mishpat only is like Kesser Eser? So it's not a question of Mishpat Losh.
No, I don't want to go into the case of Kesser Eser. I don't want to, I just want to go over this. Yes.
Why don't you need Exeras HaKosov for such a case?
We don't need Exeras HaKosov.
But if by Shavuot, then they say it's Kavonos for all 30, so where does Rav Huna know that by this?
No, here I told the same Kavonos. By Shavuot, when he says, Shavuot Shalaychot Teinim V'Anovim, he means, Shavuot Shalaychot Teinim V'Anovim B'Yachad, and here when he says, Harini Nozel Mocho, he means the 29 days of the common period that coincides with 29 days of the first period, and plus another day, the 31st day, he should be in Ozzy. What is it? By Shvui it wouldn't be Chal, because there is no Nachkimine, there is no relevance of by Shvui it's not Chal. Because if he says Shvui Shalechotein, and then he says, Shvuah Shalechotein Barabim. So what does it accomplish, the second Shvuah? Nothing. He cannot eat Teinim Barabim without violating the first Shvuah. Because if he eats Teinim Barabim, he also eats Teinim, Yesh Palo Saimone. So in Melee, the second Shvuah doesn't accomplish anything. So that's why Rabbuna holds that it's not Chal. Because it doesn't accomplish anything. Masha'inkin here, Banizines, he does accomplish according to his own Kabbalah. So he's accomplished. What does he want? He wants that there should be an extra day of Nezirah. So it is accomplishes. It is accomplishes. So the Meir is Chal. And since it's Chal, and Nezirah puts on Shashiyei, he has to count 30 days. So we don't have to resort to Exeras HaKosov. By Shvui it's not Chal, because by Shvui it doesn't accomplish anything. It's not. Let's say the Madoma who says that it is Chal, so it's not on the basis of the general din of Kehilel. You see, the case of Shvuah Shalechotein, because of Omar Shvuah Shalechotein, but not be the one, then it is based upon the general din of Kehilel. But the case of Shvuah Shalechotein, because of Omar Shvuah Shalechotein, but not be Yachad, so according to Rabbi, it is Chal. It is separate Allah, it's Chal. It has nothing to do with the general din of Kehilah, you see. So Ravune holds that it's not Chal. Why isn't it Chal? Because it doesn't accomplish anything the second Shvuah. Because it is like Shvuah Shalechot Tes V'Chotzavom HaShvuah Shalechot Yud. The Gemara of Eifei Davima in the Gemara of Ches in Shvuah. Because it doesn't accomplish anything. The question is, why does Rabbi say that this now? So that taste is discussed. I don't want to discuss that taste now. But
Rami doesn't say that because of the Shu'a is not called as Mushu of Omni. He says, even if you don't have a name of Mokhlash, Shu'a, 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 Shu'a,
yeah!
But Midori, it will be.
He doesn't accomplish anything. He doesn't accomplish anything. If the Aroche would be the Shvuah, Chol HaShvuah, then you wouldn't need anything to accomplish. But since one shvuah, there is halacha of mushba meini, and the second shvuah doesn't accomplish anything, because in order to be able the second shvuah, he must be able the first shvuah. So maybe it's not halakha according to Rabbeinu. But Shenki Panizilez, he does accomplish. He does accomplish the Chol HaPoches in respect one day. And since it accomplishes in respect one day, and the Nizilez Pusso, Mishlei Shimei, so maybe he has to count 30 more days. Elo Pshite Doma Arim Nozrayim Arim Nozrayim. Viti Yuvti Rabu, Teleim Achai Leshtei Nizilez Kaigar. Diloi Mai Olso Loi. Shniyo Barishino. Harim Yucholo Shniyo Klav. Na, Vintei. ומאי קושיה נהי דיילו לא נשאל על משנו לא יחי משניו וכי דרב בונה כי מי שאל לו משכח הסחף וכי לה וכי דום הרוב אלי כמון די אף אגב דין שבוע חול על שבוע אם נשאל על משנו שני יכול לו לא כמנה מסי נו לא במו מס ניסי so that's a very strong קשה and the Gemara now the Gemara says the קשה against Rav Huna. Because it says, Mishen was Hashem Yisiris, Mono was Mishen of Yifrisko, Vinipshol Leo, Vinishal Leo, also Mishdi of Mishen. Hey, Adami, Ilim, the Marim was Rani, Marim was Rani, Mocho, Amai also Mishdi of Mishen, who you can even say, Elo Pshite, Do Marim was Rani, Harim was Rani, and still we say that it is also Mishdi of Mishen, so it's a Rani to Shmuel. So the question is, how is it the right to Shmuel? The machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Huna is in the case where it was not Shmuel on the Shem. So then Rav Huna holds, and is it as well as yes. But if here we discuss the case where it was Shmuel on the Shem. So then we say also the Shmuel on the Shem, because the Itigoyim Milsa the Machreya, then there was no Shem. So why does the Gemara have to say, Leil or loy, leil or marim nozerayim, marim nozomoch. Oh, my old son, leil ibama, we give you say that. The Gemara could say, leil or do marim nozerayim, marim nozerayim. And it's not how. So when is that how, as long as both the dori remain intact, both Kabbalah's Nizires remain intact, but if Moshe or Mishino, so then it's going to be mafia. There was no Nizires Mishino. So then the Shniyo is the Rishayno. So why should it be hal? I mean, this is the aloche. That if someone says, Shvuah Shaleichot Kikaze, Shvuah Shaleichot Kikaze, and then, so the second Shvuah is not hal. But if it's Nishal Rishayno, so the second is hal. Obviously, that's the kashi of the Rambam. ותמר מי קושה, נאי דילוי נשאל רשינו לחי לשניאו, וכתרבו נא, כי מי שאל לו משכח אסרפת, וחי לחידרו מרוב לכמון, דאב אגב דין שבוע יכול, על שבוע, אם מי שאל רשינו, שבוע יכול לו, וכם נאמה מסיינו ללרוב, מהו מסני, יש למה, משום דאקרתי אלו יקם לו, בהו דירוב, וסבירו, דילחי לחשתה, וחי נאמה גוסזינית, So the kashi is a very strong kashi. And the teretz of the Rani is in the Rani. According to Rames, Chidesh, Alibidemes, so there is no kashi against Rabboni. There is no kashi. Because this can have reference to the case of Harim Nozerayim, Harim Nozerayim, and so true it's not Chal. So the second one is not Chal. At the very outset, we say that the second one is not Chal, but once he was Nisha Alisheno, so then it's going to be Mafreya. So it becomes objectively determined, retroactively, that there was no Alisheno. So then it's also a Shnio. So Shnio, Alimdemis. But the Gemara, at this point, the Gemara didn't know of Rabbis Chiddush, that if someone says, Shvuah Shaleichem, Shvuah Shaleichem, and Nishal Alisheino, so then he's Chayev al Hashmi. The Gemara didn't assume Rav's Din. Some of them are the Gemara's. But in the Chaname, Alim Demis, we don't have to say, Leilu Amarim Nozer Ayim, Amarim Nozer Mocho, Umay also in the Bama, when you say that. But we can say that it means also in Mamish. But see, this was the issue. So now the Carnero gives a different Teretz under the Kos. There is a slight hack in the Ram's Teretz, because at all, I mean, Moret didn't know. No one is chilek on Rav's Di except the Rashbo in the Tshuves in Simen Shilbeis. So he has this, he says that the Rif doesn't pass in Rav's Di, even though, I mean, that Rashbo is difficult because the Rif does pass in Rav's Di, all right. But like this, it seems that no one is chilek on it, except for, according to the Rashbo, so that is a deep portion. Obviously, the deep portion. So why should we say that the Gemara here assumed not like Rav? Now he says, also Shtiru Shem, Vikshara, Amayu Mishamekin Rovi Mishal, Vishnima Govichla Shasnishnu Yochem. So he gives his own terms. Vishnima Govichla Shasnishnu Yochem, Meditone also Lushnio Vernishem, Mashma, Dimichuyev, Hubishnio Gamke, Dimloy, Dilitain Lochem, Maynach Gemine, Yotso Lushnio Loy, Umay the Have Have. He says that also in Shniyo B'Rishen of the Loshin. The reason, because the Loshin means also in Shniyo B'Rishen. So in other words, it's Mashma, he has an application of the Shniyo as well. Also in Shniyo. He fulfilled it with the Shniyo. In the feeling. I mean, this is, it could mean also in Shniyo, since he was Nisha. So going here from Afreya, there was no B'Rishen. No, so mainly he has an application to comply with the Rishino, and the new Gezeres that he subjectively practiced on the score of the Rishino will now be fulfillment of the new of Gezeres on the score of the Rishino. But he says that the Gemara was Midaik, since the Gemara uses the Losh, also Loishnio Rishino, also he fulfilled his obligations of the Shniyo. What do you mean also by Shniyo? The obligations of the Shniyo are fulfilled with the new of the Rishen. So it's Mashma that there are obligations of the Shniyo. There are obligations. Alright, this is how it is. Now, this is the Teretz of the Karaneo. But the Karaneo's brother, his older brother, the Mishnah is Yaakov and the Jube, he says, I mean, this is a Balabatish Teretz, what the Karaneo says. No longer sing the Teretz. But the Mishnah Yaakov says, gives a longish Teretz under Ratz Kashi. He says that, first of all, he assumes not like the Avim Luim. I mentioned more than once, I think, that Avim Luim is Mechabish, he's seen in the ways that the haloche of in Shavua, Chol al Shavua, is not based upon the general din of in Yisachar. There is a fundamental difference between the general din of in Yisachar Alisea and the din of in Shavua, Chol al Shavua. Because vis-a-vis the general din of in Yisachar Alisea, so the Gemara says in Yivomez, Daflamet Gimel, Kibri Nisim, Yerushalim Gemur. So in other words, Nisim is Eber. He's able to get the Isa. But the Gabi Onchin, one Isa is not hal on top of another Isa. But if one mess was able one Isa, and the other one was able an Isa that was hal on Isa, so we cannot be cave here. The one was able an Isa that on top of another Isa, together with the person was just able one Isa. One Isa. Good. In other words, let's say Gemara says it in connection with Habo al Achesishtei Shehi Eishesochet. So, and Rabbi Shimon holds that even by Yisakela, so we say in Yisakala Yisakala. Still, in Kipnei say, so is Kipnei say Rabbi Shimon Bore. Kipnei say Rabbi Shimon Bore. So in other words, if one Rosh is let's say it was Bore, Alisha, that was a Achis Ishte, and not Ishizor. And another Rosh was born on the Lisho that was not only Achis Ishti but an Ishi Sochim as well. But he's not Chayim twice. So one is considered a Rosh Homo and the other one is considered a Rosh Kam. And we cannot be keeping one next to the other because in keeping a Rosh Homo it's a Rosh Kam. So that's in regard to the general Din of Yisachar Yisa. But in regard to Yishwe Cholar Shwe, so it's not Chalom together. It's not how altogether in regard to ensuring halach. Yeah, this is what Avi Muim says. The Kavaneiro says the reverse because the Kavaneiro explains the Shitas Rambam, even though there is no hecha on that Rambam in any way. We'll soon discuss it. The Kavaneiro, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Now the halacha is that if he took one shvoe shleichu kikaze, then he took another shvoe shleichu kikaze. So in shvoe cholal shvoe, but nishvah l'sheino, so he becomes bound by the second shvoe, by the second shvoe. The question is, can if one took shvoe number one shleichu kikaze, and then shvoe number two shleichu kikaze, can he be sheir and eskator on the second shvoe? Before he has Katori on the first one. So the Rambam says yes. That he can be shared. The Rambam says, in the book of the Shvuah, it's all in Zion. Before he was Sheol, and the Shnio and the Rishino, so there cannot be a Nishayah, because the Aloha is a Nishori actually a Chalaneder. So in other words, if somebody will take a letter, Shvo Shalei Cheyo, Mikikazeh, Imeichel Mizeh. And he didn't eat, so this is the Kikash of Yisrael, and this is the Kikash of Nai. Let's say, and he took this neder on Sunday. On Monday, he ate the kikash of night. And on Sunday afternoon, before he ate the kikash of night, so he was nishle chocham, and the chocham was makir. So it's null and void. Why? Because since he did not as yet eat the kikash of night, so that kikah, Shonisa was not chal on him yet, he conditioned the himself. Kikah number one of Pandi eating of Kikah number two. So prior to the time he eats Kikah number two, so the Kikah number one was not Chal. The Yisrael of Kikah number one was not Chal as yet. And in Shodim, Alaneder, Kedim Shechal. So maybe the Ramban is Chelik and the Ramban. And the Ramban says that in this case, if he took one Shue, then the second Shue, and the Yisheya. And he shared on the second shvuah before he was shared on the first shvuah. So it's not chal yet. So if it's not chal yet, so mimele, it is cannot. So the shayla is ineffective. It's null and void. So if let's say after he was shared and the chochem was mattering the second shvuah, he will be shared on the first shvuah. So, in order to be allowed to eat of that kikeh, the Ramban says, he'll have to be shale again. Because the shale and the heter that took place while the first kikel was not huter, the first shvuah was not huter, hutchol. So mele that heter on the second shvuah is ineffective because it wasn't chalit. So this is the kasha of the Rambam against the Rambam. So the Karanevo, in explaining the Rambam Shite, so he says that the Rambam Shite is the just, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, Ligabe, the Yisya of Eishes, of Eishes Ach, the Eishes of Achis Isho, being Chal, and Eishes Anachis, and Eishes Ach. So Rav Shimon holds that he will be Kehler, it is a Chal Alisya. But still, it's Kehler Nisi Bereshon Yimurim, so Chal it is, as far as Yisra is concerned. It's not Chal in Begat Onsh, but as far as Yisra Kehler is concerned, it is Chal. So, in Begat Onsh, Shvur Chol Onsh, according to the Karanei Rosh Pshat and Rambam, it's based upon the general principle of the Nisea, Chal Nisea. So just as in regard to the general principle of Chal Nisea, it is Chal Gabe Nisea Trede. It's not Chal Gabe Onshin. So here too, if one says, Shvo Shalichu Kikaze, you have two Gavras, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven took one Shvo, Shvo Shalichu Kikaze. Shimon took two Shvoes, Shvo Shalichu Kikaze. And they were both Eiver and the Shvoes. So, Reuven took only one Shvoes, is a Rosh Hakal. In contrast to Shimon, who took two Shvoes, even though he would not be Chayev twice, but he's a Rosh Hakal. So, how it is, we got Yisak Reide. So, the Meile, that's why the Rambam says that if he was Nishal on the second Shvoes, before he was Nishal on the first Shvoes, and the Chochem was Mater the second Shvoes, so the second Shvoes becomes Muter, and then when he's Nisha on the first Shvoe, he doesn't have to be Shale again on the second Shvoe. But there is a Loche, in the Shoal not Yochel, the answer is it was Chal. But in Gabion Shvoe it wasn't Chal. So, according to the Karneiros Pshat, we have to say that that is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. In other words, that the Ramban agrees with the Lomdes of the Avnuruim, that in Shvoe Chol al Shvoe implies the Lomdes of Avnuruim, the Pisalevi said the same thing. I mean, there is a difference between the Avnuruim's Chiddush and the Pisalevi's Chiddush. Because according to Avnuruim, it's not only that one Shvoe is not Chal and another Shvoe at all, but even Shvoe, according to the, even Shvoe, let's say, Shvoe on the Velas Utreifes is not Chal altogether. Not only another Shvoe. The Bisalemi says that Shvoe on Shvoe is not Chal altogether. But as far as Shvoe on the Velas Utreifes is concerned, so it's the general theme of Inisa Chal Alisa, where Chal it is, but Legabi Onsh, not Chal, that's another question. But as far as Shvoe and Shvoe is concerned, so both the Avnuruim and the Bisalevi agree that it's not based upon the general deen of a Nisa Chal Alisa, where there is a Nisa, the Kibra is in Rishon Mulim. But it's not Chalotir. So according to Karneiro, the Avnuruim's Chidesh is told Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban agrees with the Avnuruim's Chidesh, and the Ramban does not agree. I mean, of course, there is no hechech that this is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam could be explained very well without any wrongness. Without any wrongness. The Rambam shita could be, as the Avnuruim says, that in Shvoe Chol al Shvoe implies that it's not Chal altogether. Because he's already Mushbe. And the score of the first Shvoe, so there is a special aloha. Ein Shvoe Chol al Shvoe. So, but why does the Rambam say if it's not Chal altogether, why does the Rambam say that if Nishal al Ashnio, if Nishal al Ashnio, so Risheino, so that he can be Nishal al Ashnio before he's Nishal al Risheino, but there is aloha. In Shom Neder Achiyochel, the answer is true. It's not Chal. If as long as the first Shvoe remains intact. But here, when the Rambam says Nishal Ashliu, so the Shliu is Utro. What does the Rambam mean? the Shmiel is Utrot. After all, what's the significance of the child? He's bound by the first Shmiel. So what the Rambam means, Nishal HaShmiel. So the Hetachocha Nishal HaShmiel, that in case after the Shaila and the Shmiel, so he will be Sheil HaShmiel. So then he won't have to be Sheil HaShmiel again a second time, but he'll be allowed to eat that kikar. But the whole significance of the Shaila and the Shmiel is only in connection with the case where after that he will be Sheil under the Shemo. Because if he's not Sheil under the Shemo, what does he accomplish? I mean, why is he Sheil Chochem? If he's only she was Sheil on the second Shule, and he wasn't Sheil on the first, so what was the purpose of the Shaila? He still was had to eat of that Kikya. The answer is, the Rambam means, he was Sheil on the Shmiel first, and the Chochem was matter in the Shmiel. Then after that, he was Sheil on the Rishenu, and the Chochem was matter the Rishenu. So we don't say, as the Rambam says, that in order to be allowed to eat of the Kikya, he has to be Sheil Chochem on the Shmiel again, because the first hetachochem was null and void, but once he shale after the shale and the shniyo, he shale and the shniyo, so he is allowed to eat on the kikya. So the mele, since the Rambam has that case in mind, so since after that he was shale and the shniyo, so it's a goyim mitzvah mafreya that there was no shniyo. So that means, so then it retroactively becomes determined later on that at the time when he was Sheil and the Shmiel, there was no Rishen. But when we view it retrospectively, so since first, let's say, he took one Shvuah on Sunday morning, Shvuah Shalecho Kikazeh. Then, an hour later, he took another Shvuah, Shvuah Shalecho Kikazeh. Then on Monday, he was Sheil and the Shmiel. Then on Tuesday, he was Sheil and the Rishenu. So the Rambam says, he's allowed to eat that kikya. Because when on Tuesday, he's Sheil and the Rishenu, so it's practically determined there was no Rishenu. There was no Rishenu. So that means on Monday when he was Nisha, so it becomes retroactively determined that when he was Nisha on Monday, for the Shmiel, so the Shmiel was already Chal. But it became retroactively determined that it was Chal. So it was Nishal. So when you view it, when you consider it retrospectively, so that means at the time when he was Nishal on Monday, the second Shvuye was already Chal, because it is retroactively on Tuesday. It becomes retroactively determined that the Shmuel was Chal on Sunday. And when was Nisha on Monday? So the second Shmuel was already Chal. There's the flame shot. On the contrary, we have to understand the Rambam Shita. I mean, it seems that the Rambam Shita is so simple, so mistaken, that we have to understand the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam Shita probably is that he cannot be Nisha, the Shaila on Monday, is considered as a Shaila, Kedim Shiyochla Nedea, even though retroactively become determined that the Nedea, the second Shvuah, was Chal at the very beginning, because there was no first Shvuah, because on Tuesday, the Chochem declared the first Shvuah is null and void. So there was no first Shvuah, but in order to be Nishal, so then it must be Chal, the Rambam Shita is, that in order to be Nishal, it must be Chal subjective. Because since there is Aloche, in Nishol Malaneder, Elohim Ki Chal, in the Aloche bin, that in Hetachochem Chal, Elo Cholaneder, so then it should be considered subject from the subjective point of view. But it should be considered from the objective point of view. And from the So then the Chochem should be chal. But the Halacha is not, Rabban Shiti is, that Halacha is not, that the Chochem is not chal al neder before it is chal. The Halacha is the Gavre, the Nidre, the Baal al neder cannot be Nisha on the neder. He cannot come before Bezin and say, I want a Torah. If the neder is not chal, because in order to ask for a Torah, it must be relevant. So, if the neder is not chal, so it's not relevant. What is asking for? Something that is not relevant to him. So if one said, kikya ze, kikya number one, osa rabayit, imeichel kikya ze, kikya number two. So until he ate kikya number two, he cannot come to Bezin and say, I want a Torah, because it's not irrelevant. Shalele. What is the answer? I mean, it's not the key. He still didn't eat kikya number two. And in order to be nisha, it must be irrelevant. So that's the halacha. So the main thing is the question of relevance, so that is to be considered from the subjective point of view. Subjectively, so when he was nisha to Pesach on one day, so subjectively, it was not chal yet. Then, later on, it becomes retroactively determined that objectively it was already chal. But in order to be nisha, the Rabban Shiti is that it must be considered subject. It must be considered subject. The machlik. So there is no raya. There is no raya from the Rambam Shite to what the Karaleva says. But anyway, the Karaleva says, according to the Karaleva, that the machlik is between the Rambam and the Rambam. That the Rambam agrees with the oneness of Abimelech, and the Rambam does not agree with the oneness of Abimelech. Does not agree with the oneness of Abimelech. Alright. Now, the Mishnah Yaakov, Karaleva's brother, so he says something very similar in answering the Ram's Kasha. He says that as far as also in Shnei Yerushim. Hey, Chedosh. Ilo yima do marim no zerayim marim no zul mocho. Amai also in Shnei Yerushim. Ho yi ke yei ve yisei yile. Elo pshit do marim no zerayim marim no zerayim. With you the Rabbonis. What's the kasha of the Ram? Maybe this is reference to the case where he said marim no zerayim marim no zerayim. The reason is the why. It's also in Shnei Borisheno. The reason is why it's also in Shnei Borisheno is because of Kobe's being. So Mishnas Yaakov says the whole basis of Kobe's being is grounded in this concept that true and shvur chol al shvur, but true that in shvur chol al shvur. So it's not chal legabi onshin, but legabi isa grede, it is chal. That's why Rabbi says that if someone made shvur shel eichel kikaseh, and then he said again shvur shel eichel kikaseh, and then he was sheyel al der, and then he was sheyel al der sheyno, and then he was sheyel al der sheyno, so then he becomes bound by the second. Because if the halacha being of any shvuyeh chol al shvuyeh, as the Abimelech said, so then Rabbi would say his din. Because then he couldn't, the second shvuyeh couldn't be revived. Because if at the very outset, when he took that boy, it was not chal at all, not even the Gabinis there, how could it be revived retroactively? So the only reason is why Rabbi says, in the case where someone says, Shvur Shalaycho Kikaze, V'choza Roma, Shvur Shalaycho Kikaze. So if Nisha or Misheno, he is bound by the Shino, because even before he was Nisha or Misheno, he was bound by the Yisrael. He was bound by the Yisrael Krede of the second Shvur. But we couldn't give him Malkis. So the Mele wants his Nisha. Al Rishayno, so he can get Malkus too. He can get Malkus too. But if the Halacha Bina Zabu Luim says, that in Shmuel Halal, Shmuel implies that it's not Chal Nifli Gabi Yisak Reide, then as a result of the Shmuel, it couldn't be revived. Because even at the very outset, when he took the Shmuel, it wasn't Chal, it couldn't be Chal later on. So the only reason is why Rabbi says what he says is because of the Aloha of Kevin is Rishon Gulin. So that means even before he was Mishal Rishaino, he was bound not only by the Isa of Bal Yachol on the score of the Rishaino, he was bound by the Isa of Bal Yachol on the score of the Shnil as well. But we couldn't give him Malkis. Once it is Mishal, we can give him Malkis though. But if the Aloha had been like the Abin Luin, then Rabbi wouldn't say this. This is what Mishin Ziyadu says. So Mimele, here we say, but there is a fundamental distinction. So also a Shnio, so Mishin of Ashtin Ziyas, Mono is a Rishin of Yifrisko, Vimishon. So also a Shnio of Rishin. Now, so there is a fundamental difference between a Shmue Cholal Shmue and between a Ziyas Cholal Ziyas according to Rabune. The din of a Shmuel Cholal Shmuel, that's based upon the general principle of Yisachar Lisa. That as far as the general principle of Yisachar Lisa is concerned, so it is Chalegabi Yisachar. It's not Chalegabi Onshin. Mashiike, according by Yisiret, if there hadn't been a Yisachakosu of Nozer Hazir, so then it's not Chayach, it's an Asvore, it's not Chayach. One says, Harim Nozer Hayeh. Then he said again, Harim Nozer Hayeh. After all, Nozir is a Hamashev in the garment. He already said Achim Nozir, so he already became a Nozir. Why again he becomes a Nozir? What? It's not Chayach to say he becomes a Nozir twice. If it's a question of Isaiah, so there is a Aloha beneath the Halisa, it's not his Vore. If Mora learns how the Aloha, or Umesi Boy, Uyomusuki Halalu, so if Mora learns how it's in Sanhedrin, the din of Nisa Chal Nisa. So it's not a Svore, it's not a Svore. What Nisa should be Chal another Nisa, why not? We got the Onshin too. But we think there's a Kosovo. So then there's a Kosovo for Mesa Bekir Chalmo implies that it's not Chal Gabi Onshin. But we got Nisa Grede, then there's a Kosovo doesn't say anything. So it is Chal. Mashen Kei, Mashen Kei Nizines are Nizines. So it doesn't even make sense. If someone says, I am a Nozir, so he already becomes a Nozir. Then again he says, I am a Nozir. What? He becomes a Nozir. He is a Nozir. How did the child become a Nozir anew if he's already a Nozir? But there is a Zasakosu. And the Pshat, and what's the Pshat in Zasakosu called the Ram? Not that he is higher to Malkias when he drinks wine, but that he has to come to Mionim. Why isn't he higher to Malkias? The answer is, it's not Chayach to say. He is a dog Nozir. A Nozir is a Nozir. It's a Chalishem in the garden. So it's not Chayach to say he is a dog Nozir. So the Zasakosu, the effect of the Zasakosu is that once he completes the meaning of the first Nizeret, So he has to start another meaning of Nizires. So but that's according to the Shmuel. But Rabune is Chilek. So he holds a Nizires for Nizires. So it's not Chal altogether. If it's not Chal altogether, so even the very outset it wasn't Chal, how can it be revived? The reason is why by Shmuel Rabbe says that it can't be revived, because at the very outset it was Chal in Gabi Yisrael. It's a very good text. But this text is based upon the premise that the din of Shmuel Cholal Shmuel is based upon the general din of Yisachar Yisrael. And just as we got the general din of Yisachar Yisrael, there is a halacha. There is a halacha of Kibbutz Rishon Gmurim. In other words, it is Chal. We got Yisrael Kreis, the only Gabi Onshin is not Chal, so we got the Yishmue Cholal Yishmue, it is also Chal. So in many ways, this is the Mishnah Siyakos Terence. Hey, Chadam, here, when you know Marim Nozer Ayim, Marim Nozer Mocha, Marim Nozer Shmim Avishay, or you can even say, El, Pshito Marim Nozer Ayim, Marim Nozer Ayim, and according to Rav Hune, that there is no Zeres HaKosu of Nozer Ahasi. So then it's a Rasvore, it's not, the second Zeres is not Chal out there. So how can it be revived? After Shaila, why is it revived by Shmuel? Because there at the very outset it was Chal. only Ligabi Onshin was not Chal. So in many ways, if he's Sheyel, so then we can give him Onshin twice. This is the best. So the Rosh mentions two Gersoyes. Now, according to one Gersoy, so the Pshat in Shvuah Shomeichot Tein Vanovim is that he takes one Shvuah, he shouldn't eat either one. According to the other Gersoy, so it means that he shouldn't eat both of them together. So the Ram firstly mentions the first Pshat, that Tein Vanovim, Shvuah Shomeichot Tein Vanovim, the second Shvuah of Shvuah Shomeichot Tein Vanovim, means he shouldn't eat either one, but it's one shvuah. And then he says, he rejects the pshat. He says, Vadai in Gaimel, Chabeze, the Mikol Mokim Yechad Mishvuah Shniyo, in Chola Oteni, Mishim Kiroa Shemich Balei, Kach Mizira Shniyo, in Chola Be'esri Mitisho Yei, Vesheini, Mifnei, Shekvo, Nozabohem, Shirozabohem. So then, the Yichachanei Mei, 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 the Yichachanei. So, I explained it last time that the Ram's shitty is, the Ram's shitty is that in the case where he take, where the second shvuah is, Shaleich Otin Vanovim, either one of them, so if we don't agree with the Din of Kalel, if we agree with the Din of Kalel, so then the second shvuah is Chal, Ananovim, and Antin. But if we don't agree, with the Din of Kalel, Rabune does not agree with the Din of Kalel. So then, not only it isn't Chal Gabi Teini, where he's already Mushbe, but it's not even Chal Gabi Anovim. Why? Because of Neda Shvita Mitzosei Hutakot. So then, we explain the Ram. So the Ram says, the Mikol Mokim Geichel Mishvul Yishliyo, in Chol Arteini Jishon Yishvaliyem, because according to Rabune, there is no special Zeras HaKosov in the case of Arim Nozerayim, Arim Nozerlochot. Because that, the reason, because Gemara says, So in other words, so the reason is why Varin Nozer Aliyim, Varin Nozer Mocha. So Rabune says that it's how is on the basis of Svore. It's not based upon any special Tzarsakosu. Rabune's din of Varin Nozer Aliyim, Varin Nozer Aliyim, Main Shtein Zirez, is based upon a special Tzarsakosu. But, I'm sorry, Shmuel's din of Varin Nozer Aliyim, Varin Nozer Aliyim, that is Main Shtein Zirez, is based upon a special Tzarsakosu. But Rabune's din, Varin Nozer Aliyim, Varin Nozer Aliyim, so any Zirez or any Zirez. But only Arim was Arim, Arim was Arim, that's on the basis of Svore. So we may lay, if we say that according to Rabbuni, who doesn't agree with the deed of Caleb, so we may lay the Shvui of Shalichu Tim Vanovi, neither one, is not Chal. Not only with Gabitini, it's not Chal. It's not Chal with Gabitini, neither, because Neda Shuta Mikzosei, Hutakulei, because the Aloha of Neda Shuta Mikzosei, Hutakulei, is not limited only to a case of Toyes, or Mikzosei is Toyes. It applies to any case where mixes of the neder is not chal, so mainly the whole neder is bottom. So then the question arises, so why does Rabune say, now Rabune is chelik and Shmuel, and there is no special Zeres HaKosu, that Nizires is chal on Nizires, but in the case of Harim Nozer Hayim, Harim Nozer Hayim. But in the case of Harim Nozer Hayim, Harim Nozer Limocho, it is chal. And this Harim Nozer Hayim, Harim Nozer Limocho, is analogous to Shvuah Shel Yechotenim, and then Chotav Omar Shvuah Shel Yechotenim, Ve'anovim, in the sense of Yilagot. And Ravune doesn't agree with the din of Kenel, so he's saying that Ashuta Mikzor say Utakule. And there is no special Zer Sakosu. So why does Ravune say that Harim Nozer Hayim, Harim Nozer Limocho? So since in Zeres Pusam Shleshim Yei, so Memele, he has to come to Nizires. But he has to come to Nizires if it will be Chal on one day, on the 31st day. So then we say in Nizires Pusam Shleshim Yei. But since he doesn't agree with the din of Kelel, and by taking an Anobi, so it's not even Chal Ligabe Anobi, so it shouldn't even be Chal Ligabe the additional day, which is the counterpart of the Anobi. So Memele, that's the kashya of the Ram. Against this pshat. And then the Ram says, no. Like the other deals, the other pshat, that Shvur Shalichotinim, and then because of all my Shvur Shalichotinim Vanovim, means Shalichotinim Vanovim Biyak. So then it has nothing to do with Caleb. So, and if Rabune is Chalik Abdeti, so he holds the reason as to why it's not Chal is because it doesn't accomplish anything. Because in order to be able on the second Shvui of not eating Tainim together with Anovim, he must eat Tainim. So, and he's already bound by the first Shvui not eating Tainim, so he doesn't accomplish anything. There is nothing additional, nothing new in the second Shvui. Mashe'im came, in the case of Arim Nozer Hayim, Arim Nozer Limocho. So, there is something new vis-a-vis the 31st day, the additional day. So, Bimele, it is Chal. This is the pshat I mentioned last time. But it's possible to explain the Ram the other way. But then we'll have to say that the halacha of Neda Shuta Mitzose, Huta Kule, applies only to a Neda of Toys. Now, this seems to be the shite of the Ramban. Now the Ramban, the Ram, that for Zion, mentions the shite of the Ramban, that when do we say Neda Shuta Mitzose, Huta Kule, if the mixas of the Neda was the Toys, or if the Chochom was matter the Neda on the basis of Pesach, so then it becomes Toys. But if he was matir the neder on the basis of Chavote, then we don't say neder shuluta mitzose putak. So the Marit explains this Ramban, that the Ramban shite is that wherever a neder where a chochom is matir a neder on the basis of Pesach, so then in the Raise it is bottled on the basis of Pesach even without a chochom. Because what does Pesach mean? In other words, he hadn't foreseen the development. The development that would take place. Had he foreseen the development, the circumstances that would take place, so then he wouldn't have taken it there. So then it is toyes at the very inception, if this is the case, that he hadn't anticipated the circumstances that developed. So Memele, it's the letter is bottled without a tapes. But with the Rabbonon it requires a tapes. So Memele, since it requires a tapes, not only a Rabbonon. So it is considered as if the neder had been, a mixas of the neder had been bitoyes. So we applied a loch of neder shetam shasot depoleh. Mashein came where the chocham is matir on the basis of karote, so then midraise it requires. Then midraise it requires et chochem. So we don't say neder shetam shasot depoleh. So some say that the pshat in Ramban is that the whole aloha of neder shehuta mitzose huta kulei is only shayach. According to Ramban, it's only shayach when he mixas his bottle machmastoes, but not if he mixas his bottle for some others. If we say that this is so, that the aloha of neder shehuta mitzose huta kulei is only shayach when he mixes a neder his bottle, machmastoyes, but not if he mixes a neder is not hal for some other reason, whatever the reason is, then we say the part that is not hal, and the other part that is hal, in other words, only when he mixes a neder his bottle, machmastoyes. So that means that the maisa afloye, there was no maisa afloye in regard to mixas. But if for some other reason a mixas is not hal, so then not on the basis of toes, so then we don't say neder shehuta mitzose depoleh. So according to that lomdes, so it would follow that let's say in the case of where one says shvuah shaleichu tein, and then he says shvuah shaleichu tein banomi in the sense of either one, and if we don't agree with the din of kel as rabbanim. So then, only regarding tainim it's not hal, but regarding anovim it is hal, because it's not mushbet anovim as yet. But since it's one shvuah and tainim and anovim, not two shvuahs, so we should say neder shehuta mitzose of the pulei. No, as the Magid says, in other words, that the aloche of neder shehuta mitzose of the pulei is only shayach when he mixas his bottle machmastoyes, but not if he mixas his bottle because of nisach halal nisach. Because of Ben Shvuah, Chol al Shvuah. So then, we have to explain the Ram different. Now, why does the Ram reject that pshat, that Shvuah Shal Eichel, that when Gemara says that Harim Nozer Harim, Harim Nozer Limocho, is analogous to Shvuah Shal Eichel, Teinim Bechotav Omar, Shvuah Shal Eichel, Teinim Banavim, and that it means, so the first portion that the Ram mentions, it means either one. So then the Ram rejects that pshat. He says, "Vatayin in the enlightened eichavas, the mikol mogim, keheichet, the bishvuah shniyot, in the chol alteim, mitnei shekvod nishba aleihem, kach nizir shniyot, in the chol beesrim mitisho yeim vishenim, mitnei shekvod nishba." So last time I said that it means, so keheichet bishvuah shniyot, chol alteim, shekvod nishba aleihem. So we may lay. So it's not how we got our lobby. So Kachnis in a Shio in Holobesk and teaching him the shame of Shinozabel. So maybe it's not how even on the 31st. No. But so that pshat was based upon the premise that Aloha of Nerashita Mixos in Utakule applies to every case where Mixos and Ebdar is not how. Whether it's on the basis of Toy is not how, or on the basis of any other reason. But if we say that neder shehuta mitzose huta kulei is limited to a case where a mikzas is bottle machmastoyes. So mainly then we have to say that even though Rabune rejected the Yochila, so the second shvui is not hal gabi teini because he's already mushbe, but legabi anobim is not mushbe, it is hal. So the time the asogi of the Ram against that pshat is. Now, apparently the Ram holds Now, the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah before this Mishnah of Yesh Neva Bisech Neda, Bishwe Bisech Shwe, says, Zeh Chayimah Bishwe Zmito. Then, Chayimah Bidon Bishwe Zmito. Oma Kiyum Suki Shaminis, Lule Shaminis, Tfim Shaminiyah, Osa Bishwe Zmito, Shinishwe Labra Mitzvahs. So the previous Mishnah mentions a certain Chumre that Midorim possess over Shwe Zmito. And the Chumre consists in that, whereas Shmuel is not Chalibak Bar Mitzvah, so Midorim is Chal. That's a Chumre. Now, this is the next Mishnah. Yeish Neda Visech Neda, Yeish Shmuel Visech Shmuel. So you could say that when the Mishnah says, V'chimah Midorim Bishmuel, it only modifies the immediately following case. Of Kenim Suki Shalei, Seru Shalei, Teo, Tfun Shalmiyach, Midorim Osa Bishmuel Smuta. But it doesn't modify the next Mishnah of Yesh Neda Visech Neda Vishwe Visech. But it's possible that the Ram assumed that since this Shwe follows immediately, this Mishnah follows immediately the previous Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah is listed as an example of the Chaymer that Nidorim had over Shwe, so this Mishnah also is mentioned immediately after that Mishnah, as an additional example, as a second example, as a second illustration of a Chumrah that Nidorim possess over Shmuel. So that means that the Mishnah is saying, Yesh Neda Bisech Neda Bishwe Bisech Shwe, Keitz Adom Harim Nozer Meichel, Harim Nozer Meichel, Beochel Chayla Koacha, Achvachas, Shmuel Shemeichel Shmuel, Shmuel Shemeichel, Beochel Chayla Koachas. So that means that the Mishnah is saying in effect that this theme of Harini Nozer Ayim, Harini Nozer Mochor, according to Rabune, it is reference to the case of Harini Nozer Ayim, Harini Nozer Mochor, represents a chaymer that Nizires has over Shmuel. So this is the kasha. This is the kasha. So it will fit the Roshan of the Ram very well. So he says, Vadayin in Daitin Eichabes. The Mikom Mokim Keichel Mishvoe Shiyo Ein Chorol Teinim Uach Mipnish Po Nikvale. And but on a Novim that is not Mushbo, it is Chal. And we don't say Neda Shudam Tzosu with a Kulei, because we only apply the Aloch of Neda Shudam Tzosu with a Kulei where a Mixas HaNeder is bottled on the basis of Toys. But not to a case where Mitzvah Saneda is bottled on the basis of a Nisa Chalal Isa, on the basis of a Shmuel Chalal Shmuel. So, of course, we understand as to why the Mishnah says that Omar Harim Nozer Ayim, and then Harim Nozer Mocho. So, is Chayat Bin Nishnei Nizires. But why does the Mishnah mention that as a Chaymer that Nizires has over the Bob Shmuel? It's no Chaymer. It because it's the same thing that is true of Nizires, the same chaymer that inheres in Nizires inheres in Shmuel, except that Nizires there is a loche that wants the Nizires is chal on one day, so in Nizires chusam mishleishim yei, so it's mimshach on all the 30 days. So having nozir of yini mechot, so he has to count 2 million, but it's the same thing. It's not a chaymer in Shmuel over and above it's not a chaymer in Nizires over and above Shmuel, because in Shmuel too, even according to Rabune, who rejects the din of Kelel, so it's not how the second Shmuel is not how vis-a-vis Tehil, but vis-a-vis Anovim it is how. And in the case of Nizires, Harim Nozer Ayim, Harim Nozer Mochor, so in other words, the second Shmuel, so there are two elements that observe the second Kabbalah Nizires contains two elements. One element is 29 days that are coming, that coincide with 29 days of the Kabbalah Shein of Nizires, and then the 31st day, that's like an Anovim, that's the counterpart of an Anovim. So there is no Chaymer in Nizires over the Bob Shmuel. In Shmuel, in Nizires, So the Nizires, the second Kabbalah Nizires is not Chal on the first 29 days, because it's already in Nozir, Machmas the first Nizires, but it is Chal on the 31st day, where he's not in Osiris yet on the score of the first Osiris, and by Shvui too. So the second Shvui is not Hal on Teinim, but it's Hal on Anonim. The only thing is, Gabi Nisiris, we have an extra aloche, that once the Nisiris is Hal on one day, so it is Hal on 30 days. And by Shvui, of course, there is no such aloche, that once the Shvui is Hal on Anonim, it should be Hal on Teinim too. But there is no Chayna. So that's the kasha. So that's the kasha. So in other words, ועדיין אם דייתי נאיך בזה, ומכל מוקים, כהיכד משבוי השניו, אין יכול העותים, מפני שכבר מי יבר להם, כך נזיר השניו אין יכול לו בעשרים תשעים ושניים, מפני שלא דבר. So it's not his kasher. It's not his kasher. The way we explained last night. On the contrary, the kasher is, so why chayna? Where does the Mishnah say that there is a chayna? So the answer is because of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah says, V'chayna b'dolam b'shuas. So it's possible that the Rav assumed that this expression, V'chayna b'dolam b'shuas, modifies not only the previous Mishnah, but it modifies this Mishnah too. And in other words, the Mishnah mentions two examples, two illustrations, two tziyurim, of the chayna that Nidorim possess over the bow of Shuas. So yes, there is no chayna. So then he says, "Lifichok hanei meya, lichi amdino bechozav boma. Shvuah shalichok inivan novi, horekom shalichok isom kach. Uvichai davne nam misporishai mishne bisipir shvuah shtayim bas. Viomar avidim lichai mishvuah inivan novi, chayon namatim. Vinachem ne shimochot inivan novi mehalim shvuah vishino vihisru beim shvishio olay. Viamdino nehavune lisvir olay derav." ולחי דם סיורה ולחי משווי שיהיה כלל, תחיל דעתנו ולחי אין לו מוקים כלל, שהוא על שניהם יחד נשבע, ולא היה לנו בלבד, ובנדור עם נמי, אם לא יודעים על כשווייס. So in other words, so here the Ram emphasizes שהוא על שניהם יחד נשבע ולא לא בלבד, ובנדור עם נמי, אם לא יודעים על כשווייס, הוא יורד לימה, תחיל דעחוב תסייה. לא יחי לנזירס שניו, ויחי לנזירס שניו, ויהיה עם שלישים. I mean, זה יהיה עם שלישים as of the first day in the second Kabbalah, but it's really the 31st day, as of the first day of the first Kabbalah. זה יהיה עם שלישים לנו לחי לשערי כשום, הרי אם לא זה לא ימוכו, לשלישים יהיה כאחות נסחד, ולא יהיה עם שלישים לבני עצמי. In other words, according to the first portion that I have mentioned, so when the person says, so then it means, so it's considered al din as if he said, the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, and so on. In other words, he's mikabel niuk of nizires. A niuk of Nisires for 30 days, but a separate niuk in each day of the 30 days, even though the halacha is that in Nisires puts a mishleishim yeim. But in the Kabbalah, it's a Kabbalah, a niuk on each day of the 30 days, according to the first portion. But in the second portion, because according to the first portion, so that in Nozel Mocho, which is a Kabbalah for another 30 days, is analogous to Shvuah Shalech Otenim V'Anovim, each one separately. So how can it be the counterpart of Tenim V'Anovim, each one separately, if the Kabbalah, at the very outset, when he's mikabel upon himself, is a Kabbalah of a tzirub of 30 days as a unit. Here Tenim V'Anovim, so he has each one of the Tenim V'Anovim, in one shvuah, and here he is mikabel a niuk of 30 days as a unit, not as 30 separate days. So we have to say that according to the first lashon, even though there is a halacha of a nizires puso mishleishim yei, of a nizires puso mishleishim yei, so that's a halacha. But the kabbalah is not a kabbalah of 30 days as a unit, but it's a Kabbalah of the first day of the new Knesset, of the first day and the new Knesset, of the second day. Otherwise, if the first Roshi in the Ram had also assumed that the Kabbalah of the Kabbalah of Arim Nozer Shlishin Yei is a Kabbalah of new Knesset of 30 days as like one day, like one long day as a unit, so then there wouldn't be any analogy between Harim Nozer Ayim, Harim Nozer Lemocho, and Shmo Shleichotenim and Shmo Shleichotenim Vanovim, each one of them. So that's according to the first Lashon Ram. But according to the second Lashon Ram, so Harim Nozer Shleichin Yeim, so it's not a Kabbalah of a new Knesset of each one of the 30 days, but it's a Kabbalah of a new Knesset of the totality, the tzur of the 30 days. That's why the Ram says, "Shari Kishomar Harim Nozer Limocho Lishlishin Yeim Kiyachod Mischaber as a unit." V'luy Yeim Shlishin Yivne Atzmi V'Hamlei Chotes Yeim Gitenim V'Yeim Shlishin Kianovim. So here we don't have the kasha. So what kind of a chaymer is it? There is no chaymer. According to the first portion, that by Shmo Shalichotim Vanovim, it is also Chalikah V'Anovim. And here it is also Chal on the 31st day. But it's not Chal on the first 29 days. It's not Chal. So then there is no chaymer. Mashiachin according to the second Lashon Ram, that the Shvuah is the counterpart. Harim Nozer Lemocho is the counterpart of Shvuah Shleichu, Tehim Vanovim Biyachad. So Mimele, there is a Chaymer, because over there, Rabune holds that it is not Chal, and here it is Chal. So that's the Chaymer. Alright, so it's possible, to explain the Ram in either one of the two ways. But one is just assumes the reverse of the other. Because the first shot that I mentioned last time assumes that the aloha of Neda Shabbat is not limited only to toys, but it applies to every case where it mixes a Neda is bottle, it's not hard. So then the whole Neda is not hard. And the second shot, the second shot is based upon the premise that the whole aloha of Nedash Potom Tzosei Potom Kulei applies only to a case where the mixas, to a case where the mixas is on the basis, is bottled on the basis of toys. Now let's proceed with that. Motzim Rabbanu Nozel Hazi on the Kam Shehanezires Chol Anezires Shiyot Valentin Umash Mofmu in Shmuel Cholal Shmuel Nezires Kalo Mikol Shim Talmidei Mar Nozel Hazi Mikam Shehanezires Chol Anezires Heichadot Ilim Domarim Nozel Hayim Marim Nozel Meir Lamocho Hokho Vaye Elu Ad Domarim Nozel Hayim Marim Nozel Hayim Bikotot Nezires Chol Anezires Lo Yifachem Eskino Mutibin Shekibu Olo Shtei Nezires Basach. Now let's see. What's the problem? Ilay met your marine with a marine from a hot or violet. The father chiefly says, if you only gave me the same, which will see the shino, the whole Mashimono at ACA, which will see the special. She is a tall queen is lamb gay. She is a spus on lamb gay. Of my speech, people will bring the bazaars. Kleba, who call orders. So then, the question is, just as Gimora says, in connection with the case of Arim Nozerayim, Arim Nozeremoch, that it doesn't require any posse because it is self-evident without any posse. So why do we require a posse regarding the case of Kibbutz of Shlemi Zeres Basachas? We came over hope all along, we cheated out like Eina, having the Moser Shishayei, Yeshayma, Ilach, Kohava, Mine, Shedine, Samach, Yei, Kiyach, Viyomiko, Viyoseko, Vashminon, Vishtein Zeres Klutina, So the reasons why we require a posse to tell us that it's not just in Ziris of 60 days, that it's how as to Ziris. In other words, and he has to bring in Daleya, he has to bring the components and so on. Alright. So it's a simple term. We will easily sass Miposhim Shemit Hakila Hamido Leima. So that's the pshat. that's the pshat of the Ramban and the Ritva Nidor. Shabin and Zechom Omer HaMishmur, Shoeimer, Kenyem. So from that lotion, so he says, Shabin Zechom Omer HaMishmur, so that tends to indicate, he says, Shabin and Zechom. So that was not only in another case, but even in this case. And he disagrees with that. So what is the other case? The other case is Harim Nozerayim, Harim Nozerayim. But according, that's according to, so Harim Nozerayim, Harim Nozerayim certainly represents a Chomer. Certainly represents a Chomer. But since he uses the Moshe, Sha'avinyen Zeh, so one could say that it's mashma that the Ram assumed that when the Mishnah mentions so it implies that this is also an example, a second illustration of the chemer that Midorim has a Roshwes. But it's not Muchach, because he is not saying that as Pshat in the Mishnah. The fact is, according to Rabbuni, certainly there is a chumer. According to Rabbuni, that so it's how, and that's based upon Exeras HaKosuv. So it certainly represents a chumre. But that does not mean that when the Mishnah mentions that aloche, that the Mishnah means to say that the expression chena b'dorim b'shvuyes modifies the shvuy as well. So maybe it doesn't modify, but according to Rabbuni, it certainly represents a chumre. So it's not bucha. So, אם כי בשבוע אפילו בקבע בחי אבל לא יקבע דוב אם נלך על הנדר והשבוע אוהלו בפירוזה בקבע שידי לך ואם כן לא מולה לא יתאר את מסליס למיסטי הדין את נזירס לא יסנה בגדורי so it's not a din of נזירס it's a din of נגורי ואידי חפשר את הלוק הודים משנו את השני נזירס bin nach in Israel nach so noch bin die mein Mann ist geschehen aber ich wollte sagen schön morgen haben sich schön die schnee mir nachher aber so kein geschehen aber so was ist steil so was ist steil wohl mein uns geschehen aber geschehen war ich hier hauen ich schön machen an ob ich sich in diese was ey halb steil wie rum und so schtalle so the chat so the answer and discussion is as I said I mean, in the previous year, that I said it in the Rambam, I said it in Rabbi Nosson Ben Yisei, that the letter of Nizirah has two aspects. It has an aspect that is analogous to the Yisera, because not just because he's also a Yisera Yayin, but the Yisera of Yayin and of the Glachas, and of Tumel and Macy is grounded in the letter of Israel. As the Rambam says, it's the Reisa. Whether Hefter or Gabri, it doesn't make any difference. It can be in the Reisa, it's grounded. Just the Shvuyah is in the Reisa. Shvuyah is also a type of a letter, and it is a Gabri. So, one aspect is the aspect of the Reisa, that through the letter of Israel, he answers the Yahin. He asks the Glachas, he asks the Mimlesim, whether Hefze or Gavre, but through the Neder, these things become also to him, these things become also to him, and then it has an aspect that is analogous to the Hekish, of Ariel Aikom. In other words, there is a Kabbalah of Mimlesim, and if, let's say, for some reason, he cannot fulfill Bini Kayim, a new Nisiras Vitara, let's say, like Misakores, or let's say he became Tomei and then he went to a Seisei, so then he has to start counting anew. So that means, and that